Unintentional injuries, especially those involving motor vehicles, pose the greatest threat to the lives of young children. You can see with the statistics I have here, this is from the American Association of Pediatricians, that transportation-related deaths just absolutely trump all other types of accidental deaths in children. An understanding of the normal growth and development of children is useful for planning for children's safety. We want to avoid as many of those accidental deaths and injuries as we can for the children who are in our care. What we all know as working with children is that many characteristics that make children so delightful to work with are the same qualities that make them prone to injuries. Their skills are seldom as well developed as their determination to do some things, and they have a very intense approach to life and often fail to recognize danger. Their inability to judge time, distance, and speed accurately contributes to many of their injuries, especially from falls or riding a bike, things like that. And their limited problem-solving abilities make it difficult for children to anticipate the consequences of their actions. The adults in children's lives have an obligation to provide continuous supervision and maintain safety and safe environments for all the children at all times. Part of injury prevention is correct posture, balance, and proper body alignment. You know, when we've got these three things in play, a lot of physical activities just instantly become safer. Activities like walking, jumping, running, skipping, standing, and even sitting. Teaching and modeling the appropriate body mechanics can help children to avoid injuries or problems related to poor posture that may develop later in life. However, there are several conditions that warrant early diagnosis and treatment, things that we can't really prevent. These things happen, but we've got to watch out for them. Birth injuries, such as a hip dislocation or a fractured collarbone. Any abnormal or unusual walking patterns that you see, such as limping or walking with feet pointing inward. Bowed legs, flat feet, any unusual curvatures of the spine or unequal length of the arms and legs. Some of these irregularities of posture will disappear as the young children mature. For example, it isn't uncommon for infants and toddlers to have a little bit of bow-leggedness or to walk slightly pigeon-toed. But by age 3 or 4, these problems should have really corrected themselves. If they persist beyond the age of 4, children should be evaluated to prevent any physical problems later on in life. Again, these are all things that help them to walk and move correctly in a way that is much safer for them, helping them to avoid injury. Posture is another great topic for classroom discussion and demonstration for your rhythm and movement activities. Information about how the body moves, the appropriate mechanics, can be shared with families or posted around so that people can remember to work on these things in the classroom. Children work on basic body mechanics, such as sitting squarely in a chair with your back against the chair back and both feet flat on the floor. It's how to sit cross-legged or with both legs extended straight ahead. How to stand with their shoulders square, their chin up, and their chest out, distributing the body weight evenly over both feet to avoid placing stress on one or more of the hip joints. And how to lift and carry heavy objects in a safe way that uses the stronger muscles of the arms and legs rather than the weaker back muscles.